have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I was created for, though I'm a reading by. Glory to God. We bless the Lord for that opening song by Cedric Ford, Created for Worship. This is your host of Shabbat Saturday with Apostle Westbrook. And today I am so honored to have some panelists with me on today. We're going to do something new. It is called Faith Conversations at the Red Table here on Shabbat Saturday. And I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to each and every one of you. It has been a moment. But let me just do this real quickly. We were created for worship. Amen. We were created as vessels to bring him glory and honor in this dispensation, in this hour. And so here on Shabbat Saturday, we Shabbat the Lord and we give him thanks. Amen. Acknowledging his name, making known his deeds among the peoples with a resounding Shabbat here on Shabbat Saturday, according to his word in 1 Chronicles 16:8. And hey, again, this is your host of Shabbat Saturday, Apostle Westbrook, and that's what we do in the name of Jesus. I'm just going to do a roll call real quickly, amen, to see who's at the red table with me in the name of Jesus. If you would just give me your name and where you are calling in from, in Jesus' name.
Yes. Victoria Bennett, I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
Welcome, 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 Victorious. Amen. Minister Victorious, we bless the Lord for you being here with us on today, and I know it's going to be riveting. I know the Spirit of the Lord has placed something in your belly regarding this conversation, faith conversations. You sparked something, woman of God, in Clubhouse, and I knew instantly that we needed to bring that very same subject to this platform, amen, to reach a broader audience. And I'm so grateful to you for just taking time out of your schedule to be here with us on today. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much, Apostle Westbrook.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Well, I know that you're going to come forth and there is going to be much said by the Spirit of the Lord as you are led under the unction of the Holy Ghost. Who else is with us and where are you calling from? We hear you, but we can't hear you. Amen. I heard some rumbling. If you would try to adjust your audio, amen. Who else is with us?
This is Evangelist Melissa from Virginia.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless you for being here with us on today. I thank the Lord for you taking time out of your busy schedule because I know you are one busy lady. Again, I want to make introductions for Minister Victorious Bennett, who is here with us, and I'm sure you've heard her speak on Clubhouse. Amen. And just making introductions, glory to God, Evangelist Melissa, meet Minister Victorious Bennett. Amen, in Jesus' name. Who else is here with us? Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to get this rolling. I know that some other people are supposed to be here on the platform with us. You are the primary panelist, you that have been receiving, oh my God, I guess so many notifications from me regarding this powerful share on today. I'm going to open up the room in prayer. Is that someone trying to speak? Okay, praise the Lord. I'm going to open up the room in prayer, and then the next voice you hear will be that of Minister Victorious Bennett as she opens up this dialogue that we're going to have. And it is simply that, a dialogue, amen, that each of us are going to have as we pour and share, having faith conversations. Oh my God, that the people of God will be blessed in their listening and that some will even be set free in some areas in Jesus' name regarding this very important topic. So, Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to be here with us. Amen, Victorious. Amen, Minister Victorious and Evangelist Melissa. We pray that Bishop Pointer will be here with us as well as Pastor Pointer. We pray that Apostle Margie, amen, will be here with us in the name of Jesus, and maybe even Prophetess Lorraine in Jesus' name. We thank the Lord for each and every one of them. We thank you, Lord God, for the poor that will come forth from your vessels in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. It will be life-changing as they hear our pours and our testimonies and the word regarding faith in this dispensation. For you have said this is so very important to the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. According to your word, Father God, you even went so far as to say that these three remain, faith, love, and hope. But the most and greatest of those is love. But Father, faith, I've come to understand, does not operate, cannot operate without the love of God. Amen. So again, Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We lift up your name in this hour. We bind up the principalities, amen, and spirit of retaliation, principality of the air, Lord God, who will try to hinder this broadcast. We thank you, Lord God, that you, Holy Spirit, you do all things well, and we thank you for there to be clearance. We thank you there will be no hindrances in Jesus' name. And again, we thank you for breakthrough and release in the hearts of the people that are listening on today in Jesus' name. Okay, Queen, Minister Victorious, the floor is yours to open up the dialogue, woman of God. And again, this is dialogue. You'll be sharing with us from your heart in Jesus' name. And we're going to be interacting just like we're having a conversation. And that's how the Spirit of the Lord will have us to flow on today in Jesus' name. Woman of God, the mic is yours.
Amen, amen. First of all, I'd like to give honor to the Lord for this opportunity. A part of that Saturday. Amen. All right. I really thank the Lord for you, Apostle Westbrook, and your ministry and your faithfulness, you know, unto God and to you pouring out into the body of Christ. You know, truly I believe you are a great woman of God. And so, again, thank you for inviting me. I was pretty excited about coming here today and bring your faith conversations here because, you know, discussing faith is so essential to our walk as believers. Amen. We can't really activate our faith if we don't study and we don't learn what it is and how to benefit from it. Amen. And one of my favorite scriptures in regards to faith is Hebrews. That whole chapter, you know, Hebrews 11 is all about faith. But that one verse there, Hebrews 11, one through three. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Three, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Amen. And I'm appreciating, you know, all the things that I'm learning about faith as I get into the word of God, you know, and my favorite story in regards to faith is the woman with the issue of blood. You know, that one really hits home. It's a pretty personal one for me, you know, and I just thank and praise the Lord that I was able to read it in scripture. I wanted to take the audience there to those verses, if you don't mind, Luke chapter 8, verse 43 through 48, and it reads, "And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. Verse 44, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. Verse 45, and Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? Verse 46, and it says, and Jesus says, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue has gone out of me. Verse 47, and when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And verse 48 says, and he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Amen. So this woman of, with the issue of blood had everything against her. You know, she didn't have any more money because she had spent it on all the different physicians and procedures. You know, the doctors had tried all kinds of things, you know, but yet she was still bleeding for 12 years, you know, and she was in a crowd that she wasn't even supposed to be in because she had that issue of blood. So she was considered unclean. Amen. To me, she really risked it all, you know, even her life. You know, because during that time, she could have been stoned to death, you know, for knowingly coming into that crowd. So she was risking a lot, you know, for this breakthrough. Amen. But reaching Jesus, amen, reaching Jesus, you know, through her faith, you know, was worth that kind of risk. Amen. And so when we activate our faith, you know, we're putting aside, you know, all those things that, you know, that come to mind that might try to hinder us, you know, from reaching God, making him notice. Amen. You know, and I feel like some people may say, you know, the odds were against her. Maybe that's why she was able to activate faith. But I think it was more than that. You know, I think when we get into that realm of belief, you know, where it's just there's a press in and press through, you know, type of faith that she was showing us, she was demonstrating. You know, this kind of faith goes beyond our intellect. You know, you're not really thinking. You know, this you're moving. Amen. There's action in this type of faith. You know, this is sheer belief, expectation, you know, and action intertwined. Amen. This is an intentional focus on God as the I am. Amen. This faith that we're talking about, it focuses on him as the Almighty. You know, the God who in all things are possible. You know, so this woman to me had that press in, press through faith. You know, she activated a faith that we don't typically tap into. But praise God, I pray that as we have this panel discussion, we'll learn how to tap into this and how to activate this, because we see that there's things that it gets done. We see manifestation when we're activating in this faith. Amen. So I just thank and praise the Lord for being able to share, you know, about this, the woman with the issue of blood and about faith. So I'm excited to hear what others might share in regards to this faith conversation. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I can just sense that this has already started. Amen. Again, I thank you all for being here on today. Queen Prophetess Lorraine, Bishop Pointer, the Lord bless you. And if you are here, just go ahead and say hey and where you're calling from, amen, before we go any further into the discussion. I don't want to be remiss in not acknowledging you. Are you with us? Just *6 your phone or unmute your phone to just, we can acknowledge your presence. Amen. Glory to God. Okay, I know that they're back-channeling me, but I want to make sure that we can hear them, that they're unmuted. So, producer, Dr. Robinson, if they're muted, please unmute them in Jesus' name. Actually unmute everyone. Glory to God. But be mindful to mute yourselves while we are having this dialogue in Jesus' name. Again, going once, going twice. Prophetess Lorraine, Bishop Pointer, are you with us? Or anyone else that is at the table with us? Okay, praise the Lord. I concur with everything you said, woman of God. I, too, agree that this particular story of the woman that hemorrhaged, can you imagine that, hemorrhaging for 12 years nonstop, was risking a lot. I mean, a lot. She was already, banned or rejected by her culture. She couldn't go and worship entity and being isolated, being separated from her family and those she knew and loved, and spending all of her resources. But yet, she heard about a man named Jesus. Now, encountering him, and she mixed that with her faith, saying if she could only touch the hem of his garment. That part is what gets me, that she determined in herself that she took action. As you said, there was an action, there was an intention, intentional focus that she had, that if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'm going to be healed. I know I'm going to be made whole. I know that he's going to restore me. Oh, my God, today. I know that he will be, what, Jehovah to me in the name of Jesus. And that just blows my mind every time I think about it, that she knew that Jehovah Rapha would be able to heal her if she could just touch the hem of this man, Jesus the Christ, if she could just touch the hem of this man's garment. And then her faith activated something, because he literally felt virtue come out of him. And I don't want to get too far in the discussion, but that just impressed me so profoundly. I mean, when you just take it by every segment of what she did, of the pre-meeting and then the post-meeting of an encounter with Jesus, and how her life was forever changed because of her faith, of her taking action. And if I should ask any of you in the room, even myself, I've asked this question. If I ask you, are you walking in faith? Are you walking by the Spirit? Are you walking by what you see? Is it first what you see, or are you truly tapped into the Spirit? Are you walking by sight, or are you walking by faith? How would you answer that? How would you answer that, Prophetess Evangelist Melissa?
Can you hear me?
Having a discussion? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You know, I was just, you know, I was sitting here, you know, taking in, you know, what, you know, Victoria was saying about, you know, in the book of Hebrews, you know, faith is, my faith is very strong. And I would say that I walk by faith every single day. My faith is solely in the Word of God and his promises for my life. You know, I am, you know, many people don't know my testimony, but being someone that is a true miracle of the Lord, you know, I stand on a faith. You know, even in the scriptures in Hebrews, I believe it's in chapter 11, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Amen.
And, you know, and as the woman with the issue with blood, you know, it reminds me back when I was seeking God for my own healing. And I just knew that God wanted to do something in my life, and I held on to those scriptures in the Bible, and they were, you know, not just the healing scriptures in the Bible, but the ones that were centered around faith, you know, that faith, you know, as small as a mustard seed, you know, and when you think about that little teeny seed, you know, it doesn't seem like that is a lot of faith, you know, when it compares it to, but that little mustard seed grows into a mighty big tree. And we have to feed ourselves with the Word of God every day to strengthen our faith. And, you know, we live by, like you said, we live by faith, not by sight. And the only way,
amen,
to, you know, to elevate our faith is to stay in the Word of God. And let that word, you know, the Word of God is the living word, and we have to let that word encourage us and strengthen our faith every single day. You know, when I was going through my own personal healing, you know, God would all, you know, I would just read the scriptures, you know, it was always centered around when he, when he would show me the scriptures, you know, your faith has healed you. You know, by your faith, you are healed. And, you know, so everything in our life is centered around the amount of faith that we have in our Father and God and his word and what his word says. Amen. You know, many times when, you know, when he was talking to people throughout the scriptures, when he was, you know, going through and he was performing miracles and healings, you know, he would always ask, do you believe? You know, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has healed you. So, you know, everything, you know, it's either, you know, we believe the word of God and what he says about us and who he is, or we don't. And without faith, we're nothing.
And it's impossible to please God, correct?
You know, it's impossible to please God. You know, you know, there's so many scriptures in the Bible that is centered around faith, just having that faith in him and what he says about having faith.
You know what, as you were speaking, I was thinking about something. Without faith, we know the scripture says it's impossible to please God. Faith is definitely a very critical element, particularly in this dispensation. But without faith, it's an act of our will and not the faith that we should have in God. Because the scripture says have the faith of God, have the God kind of faith. And if it is, and if we're operating without faith in God, then it is really an act of our own strength and ability. It is really an act of our own will. Because the scripture says, you know, it's by grace, we know it says that we've been saved, but also by grace that we receive this faith. In Ephesians, it mentions that. So if this, I'm telling you, if you people live that are listening, ask the Holy Spirit to just give you a whole new revelation of this word, this faith, what it really means. Because I think we've only tapped into the surface of it. And I pray during this dialogue that we're having and faith conversations, and there'll be more on Shabbat Saturday as well as in Clubhouse. I think the Lord is telling us, you've got to come. If we're going to walk this faith thing out, then we really do need to have the faith of God. Because that's when we walk in the realm of the supernatural. That's when we really do see the operational, functional move of the Holy Ghost. As the scripture says, now faith is the confidence that we can have in what we hope for, and it is also an assurance. Because it's not about what we see in the natural, but it's about what the word reveals to us in the spirit. That activates, that propels, that moves us in faith, in the word. Wow. Anybody want to jump in?
Yeah. You know, I was going to share. I think sometimes we have our moments in which we walk by sight and not faith. You know, I think that's just a human of ours, you know, to try to do things on our own, you know. But if you were looking at a different passage about the same woman and Mark, you know, it says that she heard about Jesus. And if we were to look at it in our day and age, I would say, you know, we've read about Jesus. We've heard about him. But when we read about Jesus, when we read the word of God, we're getting to know the Father. You know, that's why Abraham, all these great women and men of God that's mentioned in the scripture, that's why they were able to have the faith that they had, because they knew God. You know, they learned of God. And so that's what can help us to be able to activate this faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight, because we know that the Father is the I Am. He's capable of doing every single thing that he said he would do.
Amen.
Because he does not lie. His promises are true. You know, so I think it comes down to us getting to know the Father, you know, and then again, that pressing and press through, you know, no matter what, we're hanging on to who you are. We're hanging on to the I Am and saying, you can do this. Amen. So that was just my share on us walking by faith and not by sight sometimes. Amen.
Glory to God. I want to hear from Queen Prophetess Lorraine. Welcome, woman of God. What chime in on this amen? Give us your pour regarding faith in Jesus' name. I don't know if she's unmuted, producer, amen, or you can just unmute yourself, your phone, by pressing star six, amen. Praise the Lord. Panelists, you know you're going to be praying in the spirit as we're going forth. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to just go round robin back to evangelist prophetess Melissa, and I'm waiting for Bishop Pointer, if you're on the call, amen, come to the table in the name of Jesus. And we'll just wait for them to come in. And I pray that the producers in the background, making sure that all the lines are unmuted in Jesus' name. Prophetess Melissa, evangelist Melissa, woman of God, the mic is yours.
Can you hear me? Hello? In the name of Jesus. Hello?
We can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay. That's why. My phone is kind of going in and out too, and I'm not sure why, but, you know, I want to go back and just share a little bit real quick about, you know, my walk with God and, you know, my faith when God was going through my healing, you know, my journey. Did the Lord miraculously heal me? No, but my journey became a journey of faith, and everything was building in me was to strengthen and elevate my faith, not in what God could do for me, but who he was, you know. Just like in the scriptures, you know, when I think about the faith we have to have in who Jesus was, not particular in what he could do, you know, just like when he went to his own hometown, you know, he couldn't do the miracles and healings and things like that because people only knew him as a mere man. You know, they recognized him as, you know, Mary's son and, you know, and the carpenter and things, so he couldn't do the miracles there, and it was because they didn't recognize him for who he was as the Son of God, and you know, so I had went to a conference that they taught on faith, and it just brought me back to the time when I was going through my healing. You know, the Lord healed me of a crippling disease, for those that do not know my testimony. You know, the doctors had given me a death sentence, but I just knew that there was a cure, and his name was Jesus. But it had to take me into that place with the Lord, and I was actually in a prayer meeting. You know, we'd have all night prayer meetings, and that's the thing, you know. Prayer also, besides just being in the Word and studying the Word and letting the Word speak to us and strengthen our faith, we also have to get to that place and intimate relationship with our Father, and where we just get into his presence and let him speak to us. And, you know, the Lord kept, you know, bringing to my remembrance all the faith scriptures, and, you know, as I was mentioning a few minutes ago about, you know, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you know, you can speak to this mountain and move, you know, it will move from here to there. And I used to question God, you know, I was like, then why isn't my mountain moving, you know? And I was like, because I myself thought my faith was strong. I thought that my faith was so strong. And like you mentioned, Victoria, that, you know, sometimes we are trying to do things in our own will. And, you know, we do walk by sight. That's human nature. You know, it's hard, you know, especially when a sickness comes upon us or, you know, a death in the family or, you know, something that just turns our world upside down. It's easy to say we have faith, but there's still that little bit of doubt in there. And I've learned that that same size mustard seed of faith that can move a mountain, that same size mustard seed of doubt can also hinder our blessings with God. And, you know, so it faith is so much more than just, you know, reading the word and accepting and believing what the word of God says, but it's also getting to know our Father on a that personal level, that personal relationship with him. And how do we do that? We go into the word, we go into prayer, you know, spend time just, you know, seeking him and in prayer and supplication, you know, get prostrate before the Lord and say, here I am. And that connection we have with the Father, our personal relationship with him, helps keep us in that area and relationship with him where our faith won't waver. You know, when I think about, you know, faith, you know, don't let your faith, don't waver in your faith, you know, like in the story of Job, you know, even when he was going through all that he was going through, you know, his friends and you know, even his own wife, everyone, you know, he lost everything, but he never wavered in his faith. And that reminds me, you know, he kept his faith in God. He didn't let anything, even, you know, everything that he had lost, everything that he was, you know, he was sick, he was in pain, he was sore, you know, everything. His people were telling him to just curse God. But he didn't. He never wavered in his faith. And I always thought about that, you know, just like you're talking about the woman with the issue of blood, you know, but, you know, Job showed so much faith in his Father. I mean, you know, that and even God had faith in him that, you know, he let Satan shift him. And it makes me think about Peter, you know, when Jesus prayed for him, he didn't pray for his protection. He prayed for his faith.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
You know, he prayed for his faith. He didn't pray for his protection. So, you know, in our walk, but it's so easy with, you know, the way things are in society and, you know, even as Christians, that when things happen in our life and our world suddenly turns upside down, to begin to see things by sight, you know, and not by faith. And I can understand that.
Not just see, but also
there because I have been there.
Yes. You notice that you said we begin to see and something sparked you. Not only that, you see people, they're looking, they're taking, what is the word, set your face like flint, and also look unto Jesus, who's the author and finisher of your faith. And then it also referenced that when we see, the word, every time you open the book, hallelujah, because it is what the living epistle, it represents the Spirit of God. So when we open the Word of God and we see the Word should literally become rhema to us, begin to speak to us, so that we don't just see the lettering on the page, but the page, the words themselves jumps up and takes life. The Word what is effective and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word is active and it activates. And so when you said see, something sparks, is it not seeing with your natural eye, but seeing through the eyes of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit who filters, who's in us filtering, amen, these lenses, I call it, of life that we walk throughout the day. Faith, indeed, I've come to understand, it has to be my foundation in this dispensation. It has to be your foundation, that we are not just believing it as believers, but we're accepting it by faith. And what God has done for us, it can change your life if you mix it with faith. It's not just you reading the words, but it's you believing the words and believing it and receiving it by faith, that it becomes alive in you. The word says it's not by works. Amen. It's not by works. not by works that we boast. Not by works. Not by works that any man can boast. And if we try to do it in our own strength, we are setting ourselves up for failure. We have to be moved. The word says, in him we live and move and have our being. We have to do this by the faith of God. It doesn't have to be anything gargantuous. Amen. The word says, as what a grain of a mustard seed mixed with your faith. That faith that is of God. That is, I think, is going to be the distinction in this hour, that those that are truly living by faith, and like you said, woman of God, and oh, hallelujah, you mentioned how he just miraculously healed your body and stupefied the physicians, because they knew it was not by anything that they could have done for you, but it was truly the hand of God operating in you because of the faith of God being released through you and receiving the word to become operational in you, manifesting his glory through your healing. My God, today, I'm telling you, this without faith, it is an act of your will. It is your works. It is not the Father. And because we know that even in this world that we're living in, and you guys can chime in anytime because we're just having a conversation, what I see, we see the world operates in a sort of a faith. Amen. They call it this mind over matter. But see, I've come to understand that even in that, they're operating under a universal principle. But the word of God is eternally established. Their success is only for a season. It is a season. It has an ending to it. But when we work and out our life and live this life in faith, there is an eternal stamp, seal on it. Amen? And I think that I can apply that even to when the scripture says that the enemy, oh my God, today, that, you know, the scripture has the audacity to say, amen, the gumption to say, and I'm talking about the Holy Spirit, amen, because the Holy Spirit already knows the beginning and end of all things. He said in scripture that no one, when it comes to our loved ones and we're believing them, believing it and having faith, believing them for their salvation, believing for their healing, believing them for their deliverance, the scripture says that no man can pluck what is his out of his hand. No man can be plucked out of his hand. Those who are known by him and know him. And so that's why we have this confidence, because again, I said that faith is my foundation. We now, faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. We know that if the Father said it, I believe, thus I have spoken. I believe that the scripture says that when I draw near to him, he will, what? When I draw near to him with a sincere heart, that he will draw near to me, and I can take that with a full assurance and confidence. I don't need to be waffling or being double-minded. And I think that's what the enemy does with us. He plays games with us, but we have so many examples. I want to bring this one example of Abraham. And it was not an indication that Abraham was being double-minded, not at all. But when I read it again, and it's in Genesis 18, when he and the Father are having a conversation about saving the righteous, amen, that are in Sodom and Gomorrah. And I mean, Abraham goes through this whole dialogue and strategy with the Father. If you see 50, if you, you know, will you do such a thing? Will you kill the righteous with the wicked? If you see 40, if you see 30, if you see 20, I mean, he goes on down the line. The Father continues to say, I will not destroy them because of Abraham's faith and the covenant and God's faithfulness. Right there, it just shows me that even in our living, when we are living this life in faith, And there will be some things that we will not have any understanding of, not even know, Lord, why did it go that way? But God, you said, Lord, you said, your word said, and even when the circumstances being, you know, that it doesn't even look like what God said, yet I still hope in him, and my trust is in him, and I can have this confidence in what I hope for, and there is a assurance, and with the assurance, I learn to rest in the truth of God's word. And I think, woman of God, that's what happened, my God. That's what happened with the centurion. He knew that he commanded many, but he had such a rest and peace. Listen, I don't even have to come to my house. I have so much confidence in who you are and what you said, that if you can just send your word, I have confidence in that. And then Esther, who knew that when she prayed for the salvation of her nation, she knew that by her faith and what the Lord had promised and what the word said to her, what was spoken in her heart and her spirit, that her nation would be saved, that she followed the instructions faithfully. Anybody want to chime in? Amen, because I'm about to go on a roll. This is good to me. Amen, if nobody else. Amen.
Man, I'm enjoying listening to you, Apostle Westbrook. I was thinking about, you know, in school, you're looking up different equations, and you were talking about hope, trust, and assurance. And I was thinking, I think that might be the confidence equation, you know, the faith equation that we need to practice. You know, hope, trust, and assurance in the
wow.
I am, the Father. No, and that's another way to activate our faith, where we're walking in it daily. You know, that's so important. You know, so if we begin to focus on that, Lord, that we have hope in you, Lord, I trust you, Lord God. We have assurance, and just like you were talking about the centurion soldier, he did. He knew the power and authority that Christ had. You know, so he recognized that. He acknowledged that. Amen. And we see that the servant was healed. Amen. So when we put this equation into practice, you know, this is we get to see the hand of God move, you know, and this is that activation of faith that we're discussing right now. Amen. And like Evangelist Melissa was saying, that it's just not acknowledging what he does, you know, but we're also acknowledging who he is. You know, it takes both of those, you know, acknowledging what he does. Amen. Because he has done a lot. He's done more than anybody else, any other God, you know. So we're acknowledging what he has done. Amen. He's done a lot, you know, but we're acknowledging who he is. You know, he is the I am, you know, and if he's the I am, then all things are possible with the I am. There's no, I'm not going to doubt. If the doubt does come, it won't stay long, because I'm acknowledging that he is the I am. Amen. And this is the same thing that, you know, you mentioned Abraham, you know, he acknowledged that he was the I am, you know, and he acknowledged also, he showed that he had confidence in God. You know, that's why he was able to go before the Lord and say, if you find this many people, Lord, you know, would you save them? You know, he had confidence in he had confidence in God's mercy. You know, he had confidence in God's compassion. You know, he had confidence in the relationship that he had with the Father. You know, so that's another important component that we can include in there, our relationship with the Father. You know, that helps to activate our faith. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That is so good. Go ahead, whoever's speaking, and please let us know who's speaking, your name, and where you're calling from.
I was saying amen. This is, you know, Evangelist Melissa. You know, I've been sitting here listening and thinking, you know, the Lord, you know, the Holy Spirit will always bring things, you know, in Scripture to your remembrance. You know, as I was, you know, listening, and I was thinking of, you know, I mentioned earlier that I went to this conference, and it was all based on faith. And, you know, and as she just mentioned in bringing it up about confidence, excuse me, you know, we must have confidence in our faith. You know, faith is the product of our confidence. You know, being conscious of who he is, that Jesus is who he says he is. And in him, we will see the glory of God when we believe in who he is. You know, and I had, you know, remember that I was thinking about the notes that I had made when I got that conference, you know, and they kept saying, you know, faith is love, you know, and it's a revelation and not comprehension. You know, comprehension can't bring you what you seek. It's revelation that transforms, and revelation changes things. It's all in how we perceive faith. You know, faith is not about obtaining things, as she just mentioned. You know, it's not about obtaining things. It's about being focused on Jesus and who he is. You know, our focus must be on him. Faith in Jesus, not the works of him. Not the miracles, but him. You know, John 3:16, Romans 10:9, those scriptures, you know, I can pull them up, but if they catch that, they can go read those scriptures. You know, as I mentioned, you know, just like when Jesus prayed for, you know, Peter, it wasn't for his protection. It was for his faith. You know, faith must be centered in him and not things that we obtain. And a lot of people nowadays, you know, they're out there, you know, seeking, you know, they feel like, and this again is they feel that if they don't see the miracles, they don't, you know, or they don't see things happening. You know, that's why so many are seeking places that they'll go and listen to a make me feel good message. You know, they want to see the miracles, and if they don't see it, it's almost like, you know, some people need to see, you know, makes me think about Doubting Thomas, you know. But, you know, Doubting Thomas never doubted again once the Holy Spirit came upon him in the upper room. So, you know, but the Holy Spirit transforms us. And I think that's another thing that's important in our walk is to ask and pray to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Which is not ministered a lot about in churches and stuff either. But you don't hear about that in most of our churches don't preach on faith itself, and we need to, you know, our focus has to be centered completely on Jesus. You know, the Word of God says, believe, you know, it says, believe me that I am the Father and the Father in me. Or else believe me I'm trying to think of scripture. Let me look that up. I believe it's in John 14. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father, and whosoever he shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Jesus is the secret. Mm. You know, Jesus the secret. You know, have faith in him, believe in him, the Son of God. He says, I am that I am. You know, if you need healing, he's a healer. You know, if you need peace, he says, I am peace. You know, we need joy. He says, I am joy. You need a friend. I am a friend. He's, you know, so, you know, in my own personal walk, you know, my faith is solely in Jesus and who he is and my personal relationship with him. And a lot of people, you know, when Jesus died and went to the cross, that, you know, our inequities has always separated us from God, but that veil was torn, and there is no separation between you and God. You know, we can go to the Father ourselves, and, you know, but this is where people lack in their faith. You know, they'll go to someone, you know, and it's great to ask for prayer. You know, if I'm in need, sometimes I'll reach out to Apostle Dawn, pray for me, you know, pray for this. Also praying and interceding for myself, because I also believe in the power of prayer in my faith, in my walk. But some people we find, you know, in the churches I see nowadays, it's like they don't even have enough faith to pray for themselves or for their own family.
Mm. Amen.
What was that click? Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. I don't know what happened, but you went out for a little bit, but you're back. Amen.
Yeah, because prayer becomes our, it's a conversation we have with the Father. You know, having that personal relationship with him, that time of intimacy with him. And I believe that is important to, you know, that helps increase our walk and our faith in who he is.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And I love that last part that you mentioned. And I love how it's just tying into what Minister Victorious had mentioned about acknowledging who he is, what he has done. Amen. And I have found through observation that most that find it difficult to have a prayer life, can you hear me? I hope I'm not going in and out. Amen. Is because they don't have that intimacy. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. We can.
Amen. They don't know that he can be their healer. He's the one who makes their bitter experiences sweet. They don't know that he can even be their sanctifier. Let me say that again. He can be your sanctifier, those that are listening. Amen. Glory to God. You can have yet that faith in him that he's able to sanctify you, because you have already been set apart when you've taken on, amen, you've taken on his name, you've taken on his spirit by doing what? Romans 10:9, amen. You've accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior. This is not some religious jargon. This is the reality of the kingdom. And I believe the Spirit of the Lord is telling us how faith, again, I'm going to go back to it. This will be on my soapbox. It must be our foundational principle. It even must be our motivation for this day, for this hour. It is our motivation, if you want to think about it, because everything we do should be based on our faith, amen, and our salvation, knowing that it is secure, knowing that it's resting in him and not ourselves. I hear a holy hush. I don't know why, but listen.
Well,
I don't think. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You're right. The faith is the foundation, woman of God. You know, faith is the foundation of what we hope, the foundation of our relationship with God. Faith is everything that implies within his purpose. You know, faith is the very beginning of everything that really matters spiritually.
Amen.
And
as you were saying that, go ahead. Amen.
Go ahead.
No, I want to make sure that you weren't being cut off. Go ahead.
No, I was just, you know, like I said, wanted to share that about, you know, the faith has to be the foundation from everything spiritually.
Say that again.
Faith has to be the foundation of everything spiritually. Everything that in spirituality.
You know, as I think about the scripture says, because I'm looking at the word, it says in James 2 that
and it talks about works and deeds and faith, what is faith and what is faith and what is not faith. But James 2, it says, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. And everything that we do must flow from the principle that we're operating in the faith of God and not in our own strength and our own ability. Because it says, show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. And if we are truly trusting, and we have confidence, wow, then that means that I'm going to take him at his word. I'm not going to try to do it my way, but I'm going to, every decision I make, I'm going to first lean not to your own understanding, everything, amen. We lean not to our own understanding. We lean not to our own understanding. We lean not to our own understanding. But in all our ways, we acknowledge him first. So if I'm operating in faith, I'm letting the word lead me and guide me. I'm letting the word instruct me. The word has already proven itself. And we know that it is eternally established. We know that we can have faith in God. He is faithful. And also, he honors his word. It's a done deal.
Yes.
So we need, and we can have, so we can have that confidence in him. That's where the confidence comes from, because the word has already proven itself. He said there was no other man, that he's not a God that he should lie. There was no other man, or person, or individual, or anything. But he himself testifies, the word testifies of God himself and his nature and his character. He is an integral God. He is a God of integrity. His word faileth not. Oh my God. And that's why we can have this confidence. If we can only get to that point of understanding the confidence that we can have in our God. Anybody can chime in. Amen. Go ahead. I'm just getting too excited. I'm making notes as I'm going along, because this is just getting real good, Minister Victorious.
Amen. I like that you're emphasizing, and also Evangelist Melissa are emphasizing that confidence. You know, I don't know if I even thought about that so much when I was looking into the woman with the issue. But maybe not that specific word, but that word is so important, you know. And I was looking at, Sister Melissa had mentioned Peter, when Christ had addressed Peter, and he said, I was reading in the Amplified Version, Luke 22, verse 32, it says, but I have prayed especially for you, Peter, that your faith and confidence in me may not fail, and you, once you have turned back again to me, strengthen and support your brothers in the faith. Amen. And so that we have to continually remember that confidence that we are exercising, our manifesting, is that confidence in the Father. Amen. That confidence that he is the I am. You know, I'm confident. You know, I've read about all that you have done, you know, and again, it's not just about what he's done, but it is who he is. But we have to acknowledge what he has done. You know, our description, especially in the Old Testament, shows us what he has done. You know, he helped the children of Israelites with the wall of Jericho. You know, he split open the seas. You know, we see all the miracles in the gospel. You know, these are all the things that he's done. You know, I have confidence in you, Father. You know, and so I like that you both are bringing up that word, that confidence factor. You know, that's what I want to call it, confidence factor. You know, in the I am. You know, which is so important in our faith walk. Amen. So I just appreciate you both the confidence in our faith. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
You know, and it is hard sometimes, because people, you know, you hear, you know, when you're like when something like someone, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, like, you know, when, like, you know, trying to comfort someone who's lost somebody, you know, and, you know, you talk to them about their faith, you know, it's like, you know, it's easier said than done to have that faith, you know, but it is that confidence, that complete trust, confidence in something. It's, you know, that we have that complete confidence in the Father in every word that he has said and promised for our word for our lives. And it is something that a lot of people struggle with, is having that complete confidence, and that this is when they're reading the Bible or they're hearing somewhat the word of God, that, you know, to have faith and have confidence in something that they actually can't see.
My God.
And, you know, and that's where I believe that it's very strongly, you know, that, you know, I have to bring in the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit, you know, it's important that we receive that baptism of the Holy Spirit, who will lead us and guide us and transform us, but also helps us to receive that word when we, you know, when we pick up the Bible, we begin to read, you know, the Holy Spirit, I don't know how it is for others, has always guides me through the scriptures. And, you know, he is our greatest teacher. But I truly know that without ever receiving that baptism of the Holy Spirit, all right, Lord, help me here, because we get that, you know, having received that baptism of the Holy Spirit and that he dwells in me, he leads me, he guides me, you know, also
yes.
helps in my, you know, having that strong faith in who he is. And I believe it's a very important aspect of it, you know, but, you know, faith, like, you know, when we bring it back, it again, faith has to be the foundation of everything in our walk with the Lord. I mean, from the very beginning in Genesis, you know, as it said, and Abraham believed in the Lord, and the Lord counted him righteous because of his faith.
Wow.
I mean, from in the, you know, that's, you know, even from the very beginning of the word. Faith has to be the center of everything and the foundation.
From the very beginning, you said, from the very beginning.
Well,
that,
yeah,
that's
even when you think about it, I think it's in Genesis 15 about Abraham. You know, Abraham believed in the Lord, and the Lord counted him righteous because of his faith.
Amen.
What is that in Genesis 15?
Even in Hebrew 11, it mentions about Abraham. Amen.
15. You know, I just love how the word brings back to remembrance as I'm just thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
And he, Abraham, believed in the Lord, and he, the Lord, counted it to him for righteousness. That's what my scripture says. It's in Genesis 15, 6, verse 6. But he counted him righteous because of his faith.
Hallelujah. You mentioned Abraham's faith, but I want to go to Hebrews 11, where it talks about those great patriarchs by their faith, by faith, but particularly Abraham.
By faith.
He obeyed when he was called to go out to a place he had never gone before. Come on. Had no point of reference. No point of reference. But by faith, oh my God, oh people, but by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, a foreign country. I'm in verse 9 in chapter 11, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. But even before that, Abraham, there was a great demonstration of faith. And it was the very fact that by faith, the universe was created and formed at God's command. And what was not seen was made out of what was visible. Oh, my God. By faith.
Praise you, Jesus.
By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. And that's the God kind of faith he wants us to have. It is obtainable. It is not Pollyanny. It is not wishing on a star. It is real. And that is the reality of the kingdom that we, the people of God, those who are blood bought, oh my God, those who have relationship and intimacy, tells us that we too can have that kind of power and authority, that whatsoever we say, I think that's where some people get lost in the translation. They're still caught in the material of seeing it through the eyes of their flesh instead of the eyes of the Spirit, the eyes of the Father. You know what? Line upon line, it's just like everything is connecting. I think also that's why the Father constantly, he's telling us, and from the Old Testament to the New Testament, Psalms 91 telling us to go into the secret place. In Hebrews, he's telling us to draw near to him so that we can have this full assurance.
Yes.
So that we can have this full assurance. Because, as we said before, oh, my God, it's coming together. That you acknowledge who he is, you know who he is, you know what he has done, and you have confidence in him. It's like a relationship between a man and a woman, a wife and a husband. If there's no relationship, you don't have no confidence in nobody you don't know.
That's right. You know, and I do believe, Apostle, that...
Go ahead.
You know, we also, because the more we, like, immerse ourselves in the truth, the more our confidence grows. So, you know, we need to, you know, be in, you know, we need to immerse ourselves in that truth of who God is. And, you know, we do that by getting into the Word, spending time in his presence, and, you know, to make our confidence, you know, to have where our confidence will grow in him, which basically is our faith in him. Trusting in him for all things. You know, faith, you know, helps combat that unbelief that, you know, that a lot of people have. But, you know, the more they would stay in the truth, the truth of his word, and stay in his presence, you know, that confidence, you know, that faith in him will grow and grow and grow. But people are not going to get that by just going to church on a Sunday morning. On a Wednesday night, you know, we need to make time for him.
Amen. You know, when you were talking, Evangelist Melissa, I was thinking of relationship. What you're talking about is relationship, you know, and
yeah.
I'm close to my parents, you know, and my parents, I have a relationship with my parents. I love my parents dearly, you know, and vice versa. You know, because of that relationship we have, when they say, you know, especially when I was younger, and they say, Victorious, oh, we're going to take you to Disneyland when you finish, you know, doing whatever that is you're doing. You know, now I didn't see Disneyland as far as me going there. We haven't went there yet, but because they said that they will do it, and because I have a relationship with them, and I know that my parents, you know, when they say something, they'll do it, you know, and because I have that relationship, I can rest, and I can be confident that when I get done, you know, we're going to celebrate, we're going to go to Disneyland or wherever that is, that whatever commitment they made, because I have that relationship with them, you know. And I think that's something that, that both you and Apostle Westbrook are emphasizing, you know, that confidence comes from us having a relationship with the Father, you know. So once we start having that relationship with the Father, that helps us to grow in our hope and our trust and our insurance of the Father. Amen. You know, so we definitely want to have a relationship with the Father, and we get that relationship with him by reading the word, by worshiping him, you know, like we're doing right now. We're fellowshipping, we're getting more out of the word, we're discussing it more, you know. And then when we finish, we'll seek him by ourselves as well, you know. And that helps to cultivate that relationship that we're talking about. That helps to cultivate the relationship that Abraham, we see in with Abraham and the Father. You know, that's that relationship that we're talking about. That was that the relationship that he had with the Father is what helped him to go ahead and climb that mountain with his son Isaiah. Without that ram, seeing the ram, he had a relationship. He had that confidence, assurance in the Father. You know, that trust in the Father. You know, and he said that the Lord will provide. You know, that was that confidence, you know, and that confidence that he's demonstrating or displaying is a result of that relationship that he had with God, you know. And that's the same thing that we're moving forward to, is getting that relationship with the Father, where we have that type of confidence. Amen.
I like that part when you Amen. Said the confidence that he had when he spoke to his servant. Who, Jesus? He told him, he said, we'll be back. We'll be back. We're going to return. And come on now, bring this to your own life, to your own situation. Speaking those things that be not as though they were. I mean, he knew that the Father had a requirement of him to present a sacrifice. He knew there would be a sacrifice to be made. And then understanding as he walked it out who the sacrifice was going to be. But yet he said to his servants, we're going to be back. We'll return. We're coming back. And I think about how the scripture, I mean, we will even seem foolish to the world when we rightfully take our posture and position. Father, I trust you. I have faith in you, and I have confidence in what you've said to me. And my trust, my whole trust, is in you. It's not in my degrees. It's not in what people have said to me. It's not in the job offer I got. Listen, again, I'm just inject this for free. Your job is not your source. It is a resource, not your source. I don't know who's that for. God is your source, and he's the one who you should be trusting in. If you think about that, the position that you have, you weren't even qualified for, because of your faith in God and because of your relationship with him and because you knew that he was Jehovah Jireh and that he was going to provide, because he's your source. You were qualified. You were on that certification list as highly qualified when you didn't even have the skills, yet the favor of God and the grace of God was on you. Oh, I'm talking to somebody, and I think somebody can testify to that. And they found you to be the best qualified in the candidate because of your faith. Or that house that the Lord blessed you with, and you didn't know how you were going to get the funding for it, but yet the Lord provided. And I like how the Father will lead us, and it's like you're being led by the Holy Spirit through the processing. You have no point of reference, but the only thing he tells you to do, trust me. Have faith in me. have confidence in me, in my word. My word does not return to me void. It accomplishes that which I have pleased, I please, and purpose. What I said, will I not do it? Is not my name Jehovah Jireh? I am the God of provision. I am your shepherd. I am your healer. Oh my God, this is getting good to me. I think that's why he tells us that we need to exalt above all else his name and his word, because he will magnify, he said he'll magnify his word above all his name. His word is it, people. It is the covenant that he has sealed with his blood. We can have faith in that covenant. He's not a covenant breaker in the name of Jesus. I'm going to give the mic to whoever wants to go forth. Amen. This is so rich. Glory to God. And I'm glad it's going to be available on YouTube. Go ahead, women of God, or Bishop, if you're on the call. Unmute yourself. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, this is a good discussion, Apostle Westbrook, about faith. You know, it again, it has me looking at different things differently. You know, and I really do appreciate that. You know, it's important for us to, you know, reflect, you know, and look at these things. You know, make some adjustments if we need to. You know, build up our faith. You know, because we all go through things, you know, in life, and we have different experiences, you know, and it helps to build our faith, you know, it helps to build up our, just looking at some of the scriptures that you and Evangelist Melissa had spoke about, you know, it helps to build my faith and my confidence that, oh, I didn't think about that, Father. I didn't look at it that way, Lord. You know, so now it's building more in me. Amen. You know, so I thank and praise the Lord, you know, that we have the different tools and tools, which I mean the Bible. We have the Bible that can help us to grow, you know, and then resources. I can look at us as resources because we're fellowshipping and we're studying out this faith, this confidence in God, you know, that's helping to build my faith. That's helping me to grow and mature in my faith, you know, and that's something that we want. We want to continue to progress. Amen. That's what we're aiming for. We're aiming to progress in Christ and our walk in our relationship with the Father, you know, so that makes it, I'm trying to think of the word, but I'm thinking about in a relationship. Once you get to know the person, once you have experiences, you know, like people talk about marriages and they've been married for a long time. Once they know the person, you know, and they've had a relationship with a long time, they don't even have to say anything. They just know what the person is thinking. You know, they become as one, you know, and that's what the Father wants us. He wants us to become as one in him. We're his children. Amen. We want to think like him. We want the mind of Christ, you know, and that's that hope, again, that trust and that assurance in him, you know, that he is the I am. You know, that he can do what he says he can do. Amen. You know, so I thank and praise the Lord for this opportunity to share and discuss this subject, because it's so important to us. It's important to our maturity in the Lord. You know, so I thank and praise the Lord for that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Glory to God. I've been getting back channel messages with people asking, how do I unmute? How do I unmute? Press *6 to unmute yourself, and also press *6 to mute yourself, or just use your phone and mute yourself. Amen, and unmute yourself. The producer has been asked to unmute all callers on this particular program today. And the Lord bless you each and every one for being with us. Amen. I am truly blessed by what I've heard, and I know that those that are listening are being blessed as well. I love the scripture, how it just line upon line and it brings and thing together and connects the dots for you. First of all, we mentioned acknowledging who he is and what he has done and having confidence in him. Faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see, my God, today. But in order to have that confidence in the Father, we must have relationship. If you don't have relationship, how can you have faith in someone you do not know? That you have no intimacy with. My God, today, Jesus. So I'm excited about what I've heard. I think there's going to be a part two with someone trying to speak.
Yes, I would like to speak.
Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Bishop Pointer, Darryl Pointer, calling from California. And
amen.
I'm sorry I had some technical difficulty getting on, but I like to talk about faith. Okay, I know most of you guys are in the New Testament because faith is written so many times in the New Testament. It's only written 56 times in the Old Testament, but it's 200 times in the New Testament. And I'm going to go to the Old Testament, Deuteronomy. Okay, and if you can go with me to Deuteronomy 32:20, and it says, and this is my favorite too, one of my favorites. It says, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God." He's faithful God. Okay, "which keep covenant and mercy over them that love him." So don't cast out love him. Them that love him. Okay. "And he keeps his commandments to 1,000 generations." Okay. Who right now has been through 1,000 generations? Who has 1,000 generations of children? I don't think that's anybody. I don't think it would ever be anybody who would have 1,000 generations. So what he's saying is he would keep his covenant over forever and ever, okay, to the faithful. He's a faithful God, okay? A lot of us don't believe that he's a faithful God, but believe this. He is faithful to those who love him. And then you will sit there and see his faithfulness. Am I still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But I'm sorry I came in on a late, late on what you guys was discussing, but I do know my Lord is faithful to those who love him. I do know that because he's been very faithful to me. When you were sitting there talking about the ones who don't have a job and then how he provided, well, that was me. Got laid off, didn't have to take Social Security disability because got hurt, had a stroke. So that was me. And didn't know where my next meal was going to come from. Didn't know how I was going to pay my house note. Didn't know how I was going to pay my car note. Didn't know anything. But guess what? It's being paid. And I'm not doing anything crooked. Nothing crooked. It's being paid by the trust of the Lord. And it can be done for you. If he do it for me, he could do it for you. If you go ahead and have a relationship with him, and I'm going to repeat that again. If you have a relationship with him, love him. I didn't know how to love God one time. I didn't know how to trust God. I was like, I was like a baby to him, where you throw the baby up in the air, and then the baby come down and trust that you're going to catch him. I was like that to the Lord, and I was scared. Time. It's like Peter walking on water, and he's seen all those trials and tribulation when them waves got high, and he started sinking. I was like that. I sink so many times, but God taught me how to trust him, and I will always trust him because he has carried me through so many times. There's times I fell, but I got back up, and I trust him. And you can do the same thing. Trust him with everything that's in you, and you'll see all that crooked stuff that you've been doing, and try doing something for righteousness, and watch God. Watch him come through. And it's easy for him to come through if you trust him. Give up the wickedness. Remember the word of God. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, turn from your wicked way, then he will hear from heaven. He will hear from heaven. And then he will forgive you of your sin. You got to trust him. Trust him. And it was hard for me at one time, but it's easy for me now. And it could be easy for you. Okay, I'm going to turn the mic over.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Bishop, for coming in. We're going to have a part two next week, if the Lord says the same. But I hear you. I hear you. The word says that to the faithful, he shows himself faithful. And to those with integrity, he shows integrity. And those who know his name trust in him. For you, O Lord, do not abandon those who search for you. Thank you so much, man of God, for coming and joining us. And I'm sorry about the mix-up with the time. We've been here for an hour and a half, and I think this is the longest we've ever been on. And I thank the Lord for grace. Amen. And for our producer, Dr. Kimmy Kim. I'm going to ask now, Minister Victorious, if you would be so kind. And again, before I ask you to pray us out, I want to say thank you to those that have joined us. Amen. Those who have been listening. I pray that this discussion has indeed pricked your heart if you are not in the right place concerning your faith and having the faith of God, and that there may be a change in your heart and in your spirit, and that you will go into your secret place and inquire of him and search him, amen, that he may have a encounter with you that will change your heart, and that your faith will arise in the name of Jesus, and you'll have a whole new paradigm in Jesus' name. Minister Victorious, woman of God, thank you for being here with us. Evangelist Prophetess Melissa, thank you so much for being with us. And Bishop Pointer, thank you for coming in, man of God. We will be meeting again, if the Lord say the same, next Saturday at 3 p.m. We'll still seek him about that. And thank you, Queen, my sister, Queen Lorraine, for being with us. It's just listening and your prayers and intercession. And those who are on the call, we bless the Lord for
you're
you
well.
And thank you as well. Thank you so much. We love you. Now, Queen, Minister, Victorious, woman of God, would you pray us out in Jesus' name?
Amen. Amen. Thank you again for this opportunity to have this faith conversation. Father God, just thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God, to gather together. Feeling more, Lord God, through the scriptures, Lord God, in our discussion, Lord God. Father God, we have confidence in you, Lord God, and we just thank and praise you, Lord God, that you are helping us, Lord God. Lord God, to grow stronger, Lord God, in our faith, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God that we can lean and depend on you, Lord God. Lord God, we have hope in you, Lord God. We trust you, Lord God. Lord God, and have assurance, Lord God, and all that you have said and done in our life, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Lord God, that you would watch, Lord God, each and every listener, Lord God, and panel participant, Lord God, today, Lord God. Father God, I pray for a blessed day, Lord God. Father God, I pray, Lord God, for those who are listening, Lord God, who may listen, Lord God, to the replay, Lord God, those who don't know you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for the God encounter, Lord God, that they would, Lord God, get to know you and receive you as their personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Lord God. Father God, I pray, Lord God, that you would just be with us on this day, Lord God. May it be filled with peace and joy, Lord God, in Jesus' name, healing, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Lord God, we just give you all the praise and all the honor in your precious and holy name, Jesus Christ, I pray, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, each and every one.
Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim. Shalom, shalom to you all. Dr. Kimmy Kim, please close us out, and thank you for having grace and allowing us to go an hour and a half. Hallelujah. This was certainly a riveting conversation. The Lord bless each and every one of you, and let his face shine upon you and keep you and let you dwell in his devil shalom in Jesus' name. Dr. Kimmy Kim, close us out.
Worship the Lord.